The phosphorus ban would be similar to those on the books with several local governments. Among them is Dane County, where Supervisor Brett Halsey told lawmakers that phosphorus had created large algae blooms that make swimming unsafe.
Tragically, in 2002, we had a young man die after ingesting toxic algae after swimming in a golf pond. There were dogs dying after drinking from our lakes near Lake Kiganza. And when an animal that drinks out of the toilet can survive, but drinks out of your lake and dies, that's how you know you have a problem.
Tammy Jackson with the Wisconsin Association of Lakes told lawmakers her members have been working for years to stop phosphorus on a lake-by-lake basis. She says that preventing even small amounts of phosphorus from entering lakes can make a big difference.
And it's a lot easier to prevent phosphorus from getting into our lakes in the first place than to manage the problems it causes once it's there.
The current draft of the plan would ban retailers from even advertising lawn fertilizers with phosphorus. Steve Boston with the Wisconsin-based chain Blaine's Farm and Fleet says his company's been able to absorb the cost of Dane County's phosphorus ban, but that this statewide ban would be another story.
Having the product not displayed with signage on the floor does, in fact, cause an undue challenge and added expense, which at some point has to be passed on to the consumer.
This plan still lets stores keep some phosphorus fertilizer in their back rooms for new lawns and phosphorus-deficient soil, but sponsors say it's important to keep that supply hidden and to keep retailers from advertising it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.